Texas. Louisiana? Oh, I've never been in Louisiana.
You know the one down there on the...
Been in Mexico. New Mexico. Louisiana, Alabama. I've never been that way. Georgia, never been that way.
One of our neighbors right up here, this Underwood that he was talking about a while ago, is from way down in Louisiana. They're from the Cajun country. Now they're interested in talking.
Yeah, that old gal, she can tell you that, of course. The old man, he got way up.
He throws you.
Yeah, I thought. And we beat this team 3 times that summer. Of course, we was playing on Saturday evenings, you know. And when we actually, lots of Saturdays we didn't get off Saturday evening. We was working. But anyway, we went to Jonesboro and drawed them boys. And we had a good team, too, for a country boy. And this Dr. Cheney down here in the North Arkansas Clinic asked Ralph, says, how many hits you gonna allow him? He says, 3. And 1 run.
Yeah.
Cheney said, oh, we're gonna beat them. You know they beat us 1-0?
Really? And they got 3 hits?
3 hits. 1 run. And now we didn't score. We could hit the thing, but we couldn't score.
They had a good pitcher.
They're throwing a slow left-handed man at us. And our boys are all fastball hitters, you know. They could hit it, but they couldn't do a good score with it.
Yeah.
So we got beat 1-0.
Yeah.
Just well got beat a foul.
Now that lane you showed me down there, you call the hall?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a...
Well, it's just a ravine between two hills is all it is. Oh, where you showing him?
There's that little bit of short boy.
Good grief. He's huge.
I showed him Earl C. Clay's house.
Did you go on top of that?
Yeah, well, I got that on top of it.
He's a senior?
Yeah, finishes his time.
I bet he's quite a ball player. I must be awful proud of him.
Well, if he was a majoring in anything, I mean, I don't know. He seems to want to coach, but he's just playing around.
He's a good coach, I guess.
I asked him about making a doctor. Oh, he says that takes 8 more years, you know, just like that or something. Well, you know, these doctors and dentists, now they're in nurses, right? Now, I don't see why more women don't make doctors, because they do that work for the doctor, you know what? Yeah, that doctor, all he does is just prescribe the medicine and tell the nurse what to do. And I've been going to Little Rock now for about 9 years something. And I ran into these young doctors down there and asked them to come to Batesville. No, don't want a place like Batesville. They want, you know, a little place like Ice Flat or Cave City or Sydney, even Shade somewhere. They don't want a place like Batesville.
Or?
Oh, it's too crowded. They just want to run a first aid station.
What do you think about that spring over yonder?
Yeah, he saw that.
Yeah, that's something. Up on the top of the hill.
Now, I told him the right kind of people get a hold of this. They develop that, put water all over this place, you know.
Who wants that sort of thing anyway? I kind of like land as it is.
I do too. Now, see, you hear it in the news, this Bellfolder Dam. Have you heard that?
No, that probably don't get to Georgia.
Well, anyway, they've been fussing over that, and then it's going to dam up Strawberry, the best stream in this country. Well, They're going to dam it up above Smithville and Jonesboro and all that Delta country down in there. Well, that's all right for them, but they know Strawberry was empty.
Not Jonesboro. How
Kipsey? I said above Jonesboro.
Oh, well, it might be.
It's going to be, it'll cover up Poughkeepsie, the little town of Poughkeepsie, backwater will. And they're in the fuss over that, but Pryor, he's vetoed the bill two or three times. And we're just hoping that he won't, if they won't never do it, you know, but they will. Because they've got all the blacktop roads are going into the, where it's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing but for fishermen and ski riders and stuff like that. Well, if there's a building for a water, electric thing,